Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Bernie, the driver theory test causing problems. Morning.
Yes. Hi, PJ. Thanks for getting back to me. PJ, my daughter had her first appointment the 7th of March to do the theory test. My husband brought her in. It was an afternoon appointment. So when they arrived in, they were told, no, it was cancelled due to a technical issue. So, very disappointed. She was all psyched up to do it. Had taken a day off school as well. My husband had to take time out of work to bring her in. She was rescheduled for 2 weeks later. So Monday the 20th, last Monday, I brought her in for an 11 o'clock appointment. And when we arrived at the centre, I could see a lot of young people outside. And I kind of got a feeling, what's going on? Yes. Like they were sitting on windowsills. Luckily, I just walked up with my daughter just to get her to the test centre. There was quite a few young people sitting inside. I would say the majority of people there were students. Some of them were sitting on the floor. I could see by the way the woman spoke to my daughter, this is not going well. So I went in just to ask, is there a problem? And my daughter said, Mum, it's cancelled again.
This is the little narrow street. Is it Alfred Street is the name of it?
Yes, Alfred Street, that's it.
Yeah. Where the centre is there. So the slightest bit of overcrowding in there and you have a queue out onto the street.
Yes. But like I just said to the lady, I don't believe this. I said, this is the second time now that she's come in to do the test and we got no message, nothing. And she said, no, I'm sorry, unfortunately, we can't contact you. We've no way of notifying you.
So they have her phone number, surely?
Yeah. Now, I said, look, I said, I'm fortunate enough. I don't live too far away from the city. I'm out Blarney direction. And I was driving in, thank God. But I said, I'm assuming most people here, a lot of them are students, probably had busted in or whatever. And I said, and you can't even have the courtesy to let people know. So I just said, what is the problem today? I said, the last day you told my husband it was an internet issue. So she said, I'm not sure. And I said, okay, is there any other test centres in Cork? Is there a few? She said, there is. I said, okay, are any of the other centres having problems? And she said, well, today y'all has gone down as well. So I said, okay, so obviously it's not an internet issue. Now, at the time, I just thought this was through NDLS. I said, it's an NDLS issue. And she said, I can't really say.
She's just the person on the front line. She's just the worker in the front. I said, she were not the first angry parent she'd met that day or angry punter she'd met that day.
Well, I possibly was because I didn't see any other parents there, PJ.
Okay.
And all the students that were there, none of them were saying anything. But she told me that I was lucky that a lot of them were there since 8 o'clock in the morning. And they were hoping that the issue would be resolved and that they would eventually get to sit the test.
And Bernie, how does it work? You are called when you're called. You're called, you go in, you sit down inside, is it? At a screen?
You're to be there for half an hour beforehand, and I think they go through some few questions with you before you go in. But then when you're brought in, as far as I know, they individually go into a booth. Now, I think there's... I did ask the lady, how many can sit the test at a time? And she said, 9. So I also said to her, look, I said, I have a few jobs to do in town. If I do my few jobs and come back up, is there a chance she can sit it in the afternoon? And she said, no, because your daughter's slot, once her slot is gone, she's off the system. So she said, then she has to be rebooked.
Oh, for goodness.
And I said, this is her second time. And then, of course, she told me, you're not the only one. Some of them here today are like you. They were booked in for the last day as well.
That's fine. But what's going to be done about it? Like,
I don't know. And then I went away, but I went back up just to talk to some of the students because I was annoyed. I was very annoyed. And I just thought, for them, like, I was able to drive my daughter in. Some of them have probably bussed it here, which is not so easy. And one girl I spoke to told me she had got a taxi. Now, I said, you should be reimbursed for your taxi. This is shocking.
Yeah.
But now I heard nothing from the centre till 4 o'clock that evening was the first message I got.
Right.
And it was kind of an apology and to say her test would be rescheduled. So now she has been rescheduled for the 6th of April, Holy Thursday.
Okay.
So I'm just only hoping that it will go ahead.
You'll let us know, won't you?
But people are going to expense, PJ, to get there. I mean, my daughter now is after missing 2 days from school to go in and do that test.
Yeah. Make an appointment, send it out, then you come in, it can't be done, then you go on the list again. Something's
wrong.
Yeah,
and I wonder, has this happened other days with other people, and it's just not been highlighted?
That's why we wanted to talk to you, Bernie, because we want to see if the extent of the problem, what is going on. Thank you for that. I hope when it comes around that your daughter flies through the test. She's probably practiced it for so much now she'll walk it, which is a good thing.
She had been flying it the first 2 days we went in. She'd been flying in the practices. And like I said to the lady, she's so prepared now. And I said, this is just, and I said, for me as well to come into town, it's not such an easy thing all the time. I'm busy. I've other children as well.
I know people have lives and things to get on with outside of it. Thank you for that, Bernie. The driver theory test, Bernie's daughter cancelled not once but twice, now faces a third appointment on the 6th of April on Holy Thursday, which is what, 2 weeks yesterday. And hoping that it'll go ahead on the third. Anyone else come up against that problem of repeated cancellations for the theory test? Anya Marie, lovely name, on the subject of theory tests. Morning.
Morning, how are you?
Good. You've had yours cancelled.
Yeah, so my first theory test was on the 27th of February and it was cancelled. I went in and they said that they had internet issues, so I was just turned away. And I did another theory test, I'd say about 2 weeks later. Mm-hmm. That went ahead, but I had to book again because I had failed it. Right. So I booked it for today, and on Tuesday evening I got an email saying that it was cancelled due to technical issues. So that's not going ahead. But I was, after taking the day off work in February, and I just got no email, no message, no call to say that it was cancelled. So that was a day off work.
Discommoding yourself for an appointment that you think is going to happen and it doesn't.
Yeah.
And you were supposed to have one when? Today? And that got cancelled?
Today, yeah.
Had
this morning. Had
you taken time off for that?
No, I wasn't going to do that again, so I just booked it on a day that I had off already.
Sure. And tell me, is this holding up your efforts to get driving? Because you have to have your theory test, don't you, before you can sit into an instructor's car, don't you? Or do you?
Yeah, you do. So, my plan was to do the theory test, and, I have an instructor lined up and everything, but I can't do my lessons until I have my learner's permit.
Yeah.
So I'm just waiting on that, and I was hoping to have at least 2 lessons done by this stage, but it's all held back now. Now, I have my test booked for next week, but, the excitement is gone because I'm if I walk in, they might cancel it again .
That's the sense of dread you'll have now going in the door when you're going in for something routine.
Yeah.
Crikey, that's crazy. That's crazy. So, Bernie's daughter wasn't the only one. We've had a few more on text and WhatsApp as well. Anya Marie, when it eventually does come around, good luck with it.
Thanks very much.
Take care and thanks.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.